Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. This week, we bring you another piece produced by one of our UD interns this spring. The school year is over at UD, and when students return this fall, there will be one major noticeable difference. Delaware Stadium will have completed a major facelift, the first piece of a significant upgrade to the university's athletics infrastructure. UD has talked before about these kind of improvements, but UD intern contributor Dan Rosenfield explains why it's working out this time and what it means for student athletes.
The University of Delaware Athletics has a ton of history, including all-time greats like Joe Flacco and Rich Gannon, but the university falls behind its peers in one major way. The university's home stadium for football and men's and women's lacrosse has not had a major renovation since 1973. But now, that is starting to change. The Delaware First campaign is an initiative to create a culture of philanthropy at the university to ensure that students and student-athletes can have the best experiences possible. Jim Decker, UD's Vice President for Development and Alumni Relations, said it has currently raised over $701 million, with an overall goal of raising $750 million.
Fundraising piece, it's a comprehensive effort where the ultimate goal is to really build a culture of philanthropy at the University of Delaware, which is critically important for the ongoing support and growth. And I will say everything we do feeds up to providing resources and revenues so our students can have the best academic experience possible. That's the whole reason we do this in the first place.
One big part of the campaign is renovations to Delaware Stadium. Phase one is to add more chairback seats, a new club space with a bar, food, and access to exclusive club seating, an enhanced press box, and upgraded restrooms and concessions. In addition to the stadium facelift, the campaign will pay for creation of the Whitney Athletic Center, an integrated hub for student-athlete training and academic support that will include a 10,000-square-foot strength and conditioning space that can house multiple teams at a time, spaces for academic and career support, as well as leadership development and a lounge for student-athletes to build communities with different teams. Athletic Director Chrissy Raywalk talked about the impact the Whitney Athletic Center will have.
You know, when I think about the Whitney Athletic Center, I mean, that is going to transform the experiences of our students and our student athletes. It's just going to create an experience for them that's going to save them time. It's going to be much more efficient, much more effective. We don't have a study space for our student athletes. Our weight room is 3,000 square feet. We have to rotate our football team through it four times in order to get everybody. It's 3,000 square feet is not large at all for six, and we have 600 student athletes here, 21 teams. So, you know, these are things that many of our peers have, all of our peers have. And so when we're out there recruiting, and to be honest, creating the right kinds of experiences for our student athletes in their ability to use their time and get done what they need to get done to compete, everybody else has it, and we do not.
Many of the campaign's funds came from those not associated with the university. 60% of all donations for athletics were from non-UD alums. Raywalk says this reflects the university's vision of who it represents.
Talk a lot about with our student athletes that we're actually really fortunate because we represent the state. We represent an incredible university, 180,000 plus living alumni, and you know the state. When you're walking across, when you're running across the field or whatever you're doing, you got that word mark across Delaware. I mean, that's the state of Delaware.
One of the hardest parts was getting donors to buy into the campaign's vision. Dicker says UD tried to launch the campaign twice before, but it never came to fruition until 2017.
The most difficult part has been convincing the community and convincing the past donors that the project was really going to happen this time. The history here is that we've had a couple of false starts on this project, where we began raising money for the project, and then we were not successful and we stopped and the project just went fallow. So I think going back to folks and convincing them that this time it would really happen was tough because it was the third time. But we did, and we've been successful, and I think now we have I think now we have a donor community that believes in us, that will be a resource and will be there for us in the future as well.
Dicker notes a change in focus from the previous two attempts helped get this attempt off the ground.
I think the biggest difference was aligning with the university's goals. The other times it was part of just a separate athletics-oriented fundraising effort. And this time, aligning with the larger campaign, you had the support of the president and the university and the board of trustees. Different leadership, I think, was a big piece. There's no question that Chrissy made a big difference in all of this. And I think the president's support and support of the board made this really, it's a university objective and a university priority, not an athletics priority. And I think that was the biggest difference.
Ray Walk is excited about how the athletics portion of the project creates more opportunities for the university as a whole.
The thing that I really feel I'm excited about that we've been able to do within this campaign as it specifically relates to athletics is, as I mentioned, where we see ourselves as the front porch of the university. And so we bring people in through athletics and we expose them to obviously what we're doing, but through those conversations, we're able to hear them talk about, wait, maybe I also have an interest in undergraduate research, or maybe I also have an interest in Lerner Business School. And so through those conversations in the 2 years that we've really been actively fundraising, we've been able to close over $1 million for our colleagues on campus. And, you know, I'm equally as proud of that as I am, you know, the money that we've been able to specifically raise for athletics, because we have to serve, like I said, as university citizens. And yes, we have things we have to do to serve our student athlete community and our fans. But at the end of the day, we don't exist without the University of Delaware. And so to be able to share in those successes and bring others into those conversations and moments is something that, again, like I said, I'm proud of. And I know that's only going to continue as we continue to do the right things institutionally and within our athletic programs.
The University of Delaware's current catchphrase is dare to be first. And the hope is the Delaware First campaign will reinforce that, creating a culture of giving at UD that moves it to the front of the line in a number of areas, including one, athletic facilities, where it's fallen behind.
Thanks to UD intern contributor Dan Rosenfield. You can find a video version of this piece right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We close out the show this week with more student work, this time from WMPH at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, part of our Generation Voice youth media program. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.